Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll ask you to first introduce yourselves, and then we will roll with what you've been doing and just capture some of your insights.
Awesome. My name is Emma Duke. I recently graduated from Mount Royal University. I have a degree in broadcast media studies.
Thank you, Sally, for the opportunity. So my name is Lynn. I am a fourth-year marketing student at Mount Royal University. And I'm also working part-time for the Institute for Community Prosperity at Mount Royal University.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
So you both just were involved in a presentation about work students as partners in mm-hmm. the social space. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you can capture what was the main point you really wanted to share in that presentation, if you had to name one main point, one main takeaway?
I think one key takeaway that I would like others to know is that undergrad partnership with undergraduate students has not been really openly talked for me, from my observation, until like these recent years. And I feel like this is a really great opportunity to advocate for this, because there are a lot of equity issues happening in the post-secondary environment, and it's good to hear that there are many other undergraduate students here as well with us. We all have different journeys, but the most important thing is like we got now step into this, professional scholarly work environment and learn awesome work from the other faculties, and know that we also have something to bring into the talk. That is completely transformative in my opinions. No longer feel like take a step back because we are inexperienced.
Emma, you're nodding your head. Do you have anything to add to that? And I'm really interested in the equity question.
Yeah, I agree with everything that Lynn said, and I want to just drive home the point that there are opportunities for undergraduate students to become involved in research. And I think that the more that faculty starts to realize that and incorporate students as partners within the research design of their projects and take undergraduate students on as research partners, I think it's absolutely fruitful and beneficial for student and faculty member. Lynn and I talked about in our presentations shifting power dynamics. And we think that using the students as partners model specifically respect, responsibility for learning, reciprocity, relevance, and relationship, that using these five principles, that there are opportunities for shifting power dynamics to happen between student and faculty member. And that is why Lynn and I have been given the opportunity as students to participate in this research project, to lead these presentations. We also had the opportunity to each lead a presentation in Montreal at Congress in June. I think that once institutionally it's recognized that undergraduate students do want to partake in research and have something to add to it, it's an amazing experience.
Yeah. I just want to build up, because what Emma's saying about research key component is something that I would like to also emphasize, is that a lot of undergraduate students, especially students not in, involved heavily, in research projects in class, would think that research is something not relevant for them. But from my observation, research is actually applicable in every kind of field. It just like it depends on what kind of research you're doing. For example, it could be social science, could be environmental research. And so that language, the kind of bridges the gap. Also on campus, a lot of students don't think that this is an opportunity for them, because it's too academic. But even though they do research every day, and really want to add on what Emma's saying about the fact that students should know more about this, and also faculty should also bridge the gaps and make the language sounds a little bit more approachable by saying, no, it is a research project, but it's also a lot of soft skills involved for you as well to develop.
I know that you both have worked with faculty partners, one at Mount Royal University and one now at University of Calgary. Can you distill the most positive feeling or impact that that has had on you, having that kind of partnership with faculty?
Well, definitely the first impact is change my perceptions of a faculty. Normally, I would see them professor, teacher, you know, very, it's like always higher, in a higher position than us, and we always have to look up to them and listen to them because they're expert, they know a lot more than us. But now, since we're working with them, we realize that there's also other things that we can talk to them outside of classroom than just necessarily about, technical topics. And it could be like even casual talks about like how our life is, how their experience of working is. It's just that relationships is something I haven't really experienced before, even in high school or secondary school, having that close relationship with the faculty and consider them as just someone else that I share insights with, exchange ideas with.
Thank you, Lynn. Yeah. Any closing thoughts, Emma, on just the impacts on you personally or an impact?
Yeah, I think what really impacted me is how dedicated the faculty members have been to mentoring us, but also in encouraging us that we have the skill set to be here. When I first joined the project, to be honest, I had quite a lot of imposter syndrome about, like, I'm a communications student doing research. Like, what am I doing here? Am I going to be good at this? Am I going to know what I'm talking about? And I think the encouragement from them that actually having a degree in communications and studying communications is extremely beneficial when it comes to research, and that encouragement that we have the skill set to be here and that this is a world that we can exist in has really opened my eyes to exploring this further, to thinking about, like, you know, pursuing this in the future and thinking about where I want to go in the field of research. And so I think that the message for faculty there is that undergraduate students have the skill set, and it pays off to encourage them and to train them. And then for undergraduate students, that no matter what discipline you're in, there's a place for you in research.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.